All right, let's take a trip alone at the movies with Mr. Bob Zaney. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Kate. Good morning, writer.
Hi, Bob.
Hey.
How do you like my new voice?
Very nice. Hey, did you enjoy...
I've been going to class.
Did you enjoy Oscar night the other night?
Yes, I did. We'll be talking a little bit about that, of course, because it is Bob Zaney Alone at the Movies, brought to you by BobZaney.com, home of the Bob Zaney show. It's a podcast that is available on iTunes just for free because of the fact that GoDaddy.com sponsors it, and you can get a website for a whole year for only $1.99. Put in the code name Zaney, Z-A-N-Y, so that's kind of cool. This week, Augie Smith. Have you seen Augie before?
Yeah, Augie's a funny guy.
Very funny guy. It's great stories, too, about being on the road and stuff, so that's a new episode today. And, of course, Eat Salmon, the other Pink Meat T-shirt, or Wake Me If You're Horny, that's always available. And this is very exciting. You can see where I'm headed next, like Rookies Comedy Club.
Yeah!
Sweet.
That's right. Going to be live in concert. This is very exciting. The 10th, 11th, and 12th of April, Zan is not yet available for the show, so we'll have a new special guest star.
Jerry?
Hopefully it'll be a name we can pronounce.
Okay, all right.
That's always important. Because Rookies, this week they have Lisa Corella. Is that how you say it there, writer?
Dude, I don't know. I was looking at it, and I want to say Corral.
Okay, let's go with that.
Perfect.
So Lisa Golden Corral, and she's the buffet of comedy. Hopefully that won't get back to her.
Sure,
Conrad
love
Courtney.
That
now,
nickname.
I love that name. That's easy.
That's
a
nice, easy one.
It's always important to have two first names. Of course, Jerry Topol is always the house pet. He walks around going, "Why won't my son talk to me?" But Rookies is a great place to go, a great place to be, of course, live in concert there. Let's get right to it. This year, 12 Years a Slave. No, not the deal I made with the IRS. But Chiwetel Ejiofor, how do you say his name?
Nailed it.
What?
That's got to be it.
Yeah, it has to be. He stars as Solomon Northup, which is a better name.
Mm-hmm.
He's a free slave in the North who is drugged and kidnapped and sold into slavery into the 1850s South. Now, the story revolves around his years surviving in utter inhumane treatment and brutality by slave owner played by Michael Fassbender. Brad Pitt also stars as the carpenter who helps him finally reunite with his family. Are you ready?
Yep.
Think The Color Purple meets Amistad with a, after watching this, what happens in World War Z wasn't so bad after all, Chaser. This Oscar winner for Best Picture was a shoo-in because, according to the LA Times, those who leave the film leave their theater in a hush, much like people who've seen my live show. It also says this Steve McQueen film, and again, I thought he was dead. I didn't know he's still doing movies. Has stopped more conversations than it has started, much like talking about Kim Kardashian's underwear size. Now, this is one of the most intense films I've seen in years, and really there's no jokes I can find in this actual movie because it's just a powerful story. And out of respect, I won't do that. I do suggest people to go see this, and the next time you're pissed off at your life because of traffic, long lines at the grocery store, or your celebrity neighbor is egging your house, you'll realize maybe it's not so bad after all.
Maybe not.
I think the best line in this film, after a fellow slave who's been to hell and back, like Solomon, can't take anymore, he says, "When you're overcome by sorrow, you'll drown in it." Amen. So 5 cigars is the best you can do in this film. 1, not so much. What do you think I gave it there, Katie Kate?
Let's say 1 cigar. No, I'm kidding, Bob. We'll say 5 cigars. we'll say 5 after that
Have
review.
I ever done a review where I didn't do jokes on the movie?
Yeah. We'll say 5 cigars. Solid 5.
Okay. Interesting choice. What about you, writer?
You're getting really deep on me, man, so I'm going to go with 5 cigars.
Okay.
I gave it 6.
Wow, 6 cigars.
Oh. Everyone's got to go see this because really you got to realize it can always be bad. Well, there you have it. A very different thing, Bob Zaney Alone at the Movies, and I think it's time, don't you?
The kinder, gentler Bob Zaney.
Well, I've got my soft side. Follow me on the Twitter, at Bob Zaney, Facebook fan page, and now I've got a YouTube channel, which is kind of cool. I have a TV show called Baggage Claim the Talk Show, where I run into comedians waiting for our bags at Baggage Claim.
Love it.
Got an episode with Norm MacDonald coming up, David Alan Greer, the Sklar Brothers, so it's kind of cool.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Until next week, this is Bob Zaney, I think, for the best morning program ever, saying goodbye, baby.